Could I get a signal report from someone, please?
Station calling. This is Whiskey Sugar 8 Delta. Where are you at, sir?
I'm in Inman, South Carolina.
Road in Campobello. You're good into the repeater, so no issue.
When I checked into the net, they said I was way down in the mud. You don't hear no scratchy noise on it now?
No, you're 5'9", no problem. I was on the net last night, and there was somebody, a couple of folks that came in and were scratchy as heck. I couldn't really understand what's going on, but the net operator was pretty good at it.
It noise, too. The name here is Walt. I am thinking about taking over the Tuesday night net this next week. And I was thinking I might have had a dirty contact in the radio here where I can switch it from low to high power. I had that problem with it 2 days ago. I just hate tearing it down and cleaning that part out. But I had put a lightning arrestor in line on it, and I think that might have been my problem.
Nice and clean now. By the way, the name here is Mike. I popped into that net last night for the first time, and thought it went quite well. While I've got you on the radio, how's my signal at this time?
Oh, you clear as a bell.
No, I'm just running a kind of temporary antenna system here at the house, and I'm working on putting up something a little more permanent.
I'm looking for a push-up mast, right?
My other thought was try and find some conduit that I could telescope. Some of that metal conduit, go to maybe 2.5 and down to a 2 and down to 1.5 inch kind of thing. I'd have to bolt that all together. It wouldn't be the best, but it'd get me in the air a little bit.
I have a ground plane up here, and I just used 2 sticks of that top rail for a chain link fence. But I'd been looking for a push-up mast too, because I got a Cushcraft tri-beam out here for 10, 15, and 20. I've had about 6 months, and I need something to put it up on.
One of the guys last night was saying they had a bunch of round tower. I don't know what he was asking for it. Yeah, for HF, I've just been using a wire stuck in the trees. That's what I've been doing for the last 10 years. Usually works well when I'm not doing any heavy-duty DXing.
E-antenna I ordered from DX Engineering about 2 years ago. I think it's 92 foot long. I got it strung up out here between 3 trees. It's sort of it's almost flat top. And that thing works pretty good on HF. It covers from 160 down. It says 160 to 10, but I can get it to tune up on 6 meters.
I've done much 6 meter work, and I've not done a heck of a lot on 160. And right now, I don't even know if I can load the antenna for 160. It's just a McCoy dipole, if you've ever heard of that. It's random length dipole fed with ladder line and a tuner. And it usually works pretty well, but I think down at 160 it's going to bark.
Hustler 4 band trap vertical out here. I got to put some ground radials on and get it up on the air. But I ain't been able to do much or nothing the last 2 years. I had a stroke and fell out the door of my shack, broke my neck, and that put me out of commission for a while. And then it's been about 3 months ago, I got this that doggone virus, And then I got over the virus and went and got my flu shot and got the 2 days later I got the flu. And believe me, the flu was worse than the virus. But I've got an old 32 foot camper in the backyard. I stripped out and I got my ham shack in it. And I'm getting to where I can get out and do a few things now.
Have not had the best luck lately, but you're feeling okay now?
I was down here in the shack monitoring the hurricane net, and about 2 o'clock in the morning, the wind blew the back door open, and I got up to go to the back door. I was feeling fine, and when I got to the door, I couldn't move my left arm much. I started getting numb on my left side. Next thing I knew, I woke up out there in the yard, and it pouring rain and cold. I couldn't move. I was paralyzed, my neck down, for about 3 days. And my daughter come out here and found me the next morning and got me to the hospital. But I know it might have hurt then, but I don't remember ever being in pain. But I got back. I'm getting back normal.
I have wishes on getting back to where you were. I haven't had too much health issues. I just turned, I'll be 66 this next month. And just, got forced into retiring. Been working for a company for 20 years, and then the COVID-19 thing killed the company, pretty much. So I was out on my butt.
73 next month, and till I broke out, had that stroke and fell out the door, I took one omeprazone, I believe it is, for acid reflux. And then I took one amitriptyline to keep from having migraine headaches. I was taking two pills a day. And after I broke my neck, I've got 17 different medications I'm taking now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's pretty bad. I'm on a few medications, but most of it's preventative stuff. Nothing serious at this point. Thank heaven.
I'm tickled to death that I found the problem in this radio. I had a light. I just put a light in a arrestor on it because I had my Kenwood station took a lightning hit back last year, and I believe in grounds now, but that's a brand new lightning arrestor. Skirted into the back of the radio and then the coax into it. And I was thinking I was going to have to take this thing apart and deox that pot in it. But I said, I'll try this. And I took that lightning arrestor out of mine and that cleared it up.
That last transmission, you had some bacon frying on the signal. It didn't take you out, but it was there now, and it just happened.
Well, I guess I'll go out there and pull my Yaesu out of my truck and tear this one down and do some cleaning in it, but I've got an old Holographer S699 on the workbench here. I'm recapping. I'll just swap radios out for right now.
It can't hurt to swap them out temporarily and see if that cures the issue. You said you had a 5/8 ground plane hooked to the radio now?
Ordered it from Amazon. I don't think it was. I think I paid $32 for it. I've had it up about 2 years now.
The radio, it kind of eliminates the antenna if you still have the same problem, or you can figure out what it is, antenna or rig. That's something I miss doing. I'm kind of going through a divorce, and so I had to leave the prior home. And I had a 2.5 car garage I used to use quite a bit just for redoing radios. Redid power supplies on my Drake 4C. And I've got a Helicrafters, not the SX-99, I think it was the 96 that I have resurrected. And, man, I enjoy working on old stuff. I was a component-level technician years ago, and it's kind of a fun part of the hobby.
It's SX-99, and I got a SX-111 in there. That I've already went through. The cabinet's kind of rough on it. Yeah, I'm going to get it sandblasted and paint it. My daughter asked me, Daddy, when you going to sell some of them radios? I said, I'll get around to it one day, but I just love going through them and kind of brings memories back.
Into the old tube stuff. The ones that I really like are like the Hammerland HQ-180 or 170s. I've got one of those lurking around the house, and I've got to thin some of my radios out too. I've got a couple of Tentec. I've got like 3 Tentec radios, an Omni 6, a Corsair 2, and an old Century 21. And I'm going to have to thin some of this stuff out because I'm not using it, and I need the space.
Brian Friday. Yeah, I love old tube-type stuff, and here about 4 or 5 months ago, I decided I was going to get something more up to date, and I bought this FT-450 from a friend of mine up in Indiana, and the thing worked perfect. I love CW, and I put my key into it, and it worked. The key worked in it and all. And I got the signal link and the cat cable and all of that. I went and put the signal link in and into my computer, and it started broadcasting CW at about 40 words a minute, and I couldn't get it to shut down. I just shut the radio off and unplugged everything. And after that, when I put my key into the jack, it won't transmit CW. But I can go into the menu and the test mic, the MD-100 test mic, you can go in there and switch it from paddle to the mic and use the up, down on the mic for your frequency up and down, and use that for a keyer, but I can't get used to that. And I don't know what the world I done when I went there and changed that menu, but I've got to get that straightened out where I, like I say, I love doing CW.
Hey, D. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, the SKCC group, Straight Key Century Club. I'm a big advocate of using bugs. I've got a shelf full of them over here, and I really enjoy doing that. A friend of mine and I worked at trying to tame those bugs, make them sound like, you know, a keyer. It's a tough thing to do, and it took a lot of practice, and I really enjoyed doing that.
I was over here a couple of months back, and I said something about this guy had a bug on eBay, and he looked at me, and he's a big-time CB-er. He said, well, you got 5 keys sitting there. What in the world do you want with another key? I said, why do you buy all them D-104s?
Many do you really need, but I don't know. It's like an addiction. You know, I've got Vibroplex keys and Les Logans and Japanese high mound keys, and I don't know, I see them and I've got to have them.
You still got that frying sound, don't it?
In there right now, you're clean.
If it could be in the mic, I'm just going to switch them out and go ahead and take the covers off this thing and clean it good tonight or tomorrow. And I'm babysitting my four-year-old grandson, and I see him out there on the trampoline with his dog. So, Mike, I'm going to say 7-3s. I enjoyed the conversation, and welcome to the neighborhood. I'm about 3 miles out of Inman on 176, so I'm about halfway from Inman to Campobello.
Yeah, I'm right off of 176. When I leave this street, I can either hit 11 or 176, a half a mile in either direction. So I go to Inman quite a bit. There's a little Russian store down there that has some great creamhorn pastries that the girlfriend loves, and I got to drag those back once in a while. Anyway, thank you very much for the QSO, and look forward to seeing you again, Walt. Perhaps one day we'll get an eyeball on each other. 7-3, this is WS8D.
K4, I am a big clear.